This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Gordon Bundy and Marlene Bundy, trustees of the Gordon G. Bundy and Marlene K. Bundy Trust, dated December 13, 2017. Appellants versus Brett Rappian and Tricia Rappian respondents decided June 17, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District. In division Gordon Bundy and Marlene Bundy, trustees of the Chosky, Gordon G. Bundy and Marlene K. Bundy, trust dated December 13, 2017. Appellants, no, SD38365V. Filed June 17, 2025. Brett Rappian and Tricia Rappian. Respondents. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Barry County, Honorable Robert Folk. Judge vacated and remanded. Neighboring property owners sued each other over the use and maintenance of a gravel road running over a dedicated easement. Because the trial court misapplied the law in entering a judgment granting injunctive relief, we vacate the judgment and remand the case to the trial court for further proceedings, consistent with this opinion. To background one, Mr. and Mrs. Rappian own property bounded on the southern edge by Highway 76. Near the eastern edge of their property runs a dedicated 20 feet wide curving ingress-egress easement topped by a gravel road, the road. The Rappians do not use the road to access their home. Mr. and Mrs. Bundy own a home and property further back from the highway. They and other neighbors regularly use the road to access their homes. The easement is non-exclusive and does not specify the standard to which the easement must be maintained or who shall maintain it. The road requires maintenance due to wear caused by vehicles driving on it. Portions of the road are prone to washouts with heavy rainfall. The road requires a fresh layer of gravel periodically. From 2013 to 2017, the Bundy's predecessor in interest maintained the road by smoothing out ruts and holes with a blade attached to his tractor. The road was in poor condition when the Bundys purchased their home in 2017. Mr. Bundy has maintained the road since 2018, using a blade attached to his tractor. Mr. Rappian knew the road had holes and occasional washouts, but he believed it required no major maintenance, as it had always been passable. The Rappians did not perform road improvement or maintenance until about 2020 when they built and opened an event center. At that time, they hauled in some gravel, filled holes, and cut in a driveway off of the road to the event center. In May of 2023, Mr. Rappian filled holes and attempted to put a crown on the section of the road between the highway and their event center. Use and maintenance of the road were not problematic until after the Rappians opened their one. We must view the facts in the light most consistent with the trial court's judgment. Berg v. Dampier, 346 SW3D 343, 347 N.1, MOAP, WD 2011. Three Event Center, the driveway for which is approximately midway between Highway 76 and the southern edge of the Bundy's property. The event center has increased the number of vehicles using the road between the highway and the event center, and event attendees occasionally have parked vehicles on or alongside the road. In the summer of 2021, the Bundys performed significant work on the road. They hauled in and laid down red clay as a foundation, followed by gravel, which Mr. Bundy spread with the blade attached to his tractor. Mrs. Bundy thinks the improvements have minimized washouts. The Rappians were not pleased. They called the sheriff to have the clay delivery contractor removed from the property due to a previous harassment incident. According to the Rappians, the clay and gravel layers were laid too thick, they were not properly compacted, and no crown was placed on the road, all of which have resulted in poor water drainage, premature rutting, and increased washouts. The Bundys filed suit, seeking to enjoin the Rappians and their invitees from blocking or obstructing the road and from interfering with the Bundys' maintenance of the road and easement. The Rappians countersued, seeking damages, and to enjoin the Bundys and their agents from taking any actions to alter the easement area, from using improper equipment and techniques on the easement area, and from allowing contractors on the easement area who engage in harassing behavior. At trial, the Rappians' expert testified that the road had not been properly maintained and it required repairs. He further testified that the road had a good foundation, but additional truckloads of gravel were needed and that gravel should be spread to place a crown on the road. Mr. Bundy testified he was not asking the court to require the Rappians to maintain the road. He wanted the court to enjoin the Rappians' interference with his maintenance of the road. four to permit him to trim bushes and shrubs growing over the road, and to enjoin the Rapians and their invitees from blocking the road. Mr. Rapian testified his main dispute with the Bundys.